AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, in a speech at the Reagan Presidential Library in California, issues a warning to Russia about its involvement in Ukraine and Syria.
We do not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy.
Carter adding,
make no mistake, the United States will defend our interests and our allies, the principled international order, and the positive future it affords us all.
Demonstrators marched from Trump Tower to Rockefeller Plaza, home to NBC, to protest Republican candidate Donald Trump's hosting of Saturday Night Live last night.
Latinos are under attack! What do we do?
During his opening monologue, Trump said people asked him why he was hosting Saturday Night Live, to which he said he had nothing better to do. In one skit with an actor playing Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, Trump accepts a check to help build a wall between the two countries.
This is far too much money.
I insist. Consider it an apology for doubting you. As history shows us, nothing brings two countries together like a wall.
Until last night, eight politicians served as guest hosts in the 40 years of NBC Saturday Night Live. Only one of those, the Reverend Al Sharpton in 2003, was actively involved in a presidential bid at the time. Democrat Hillary Clinton did appear in last month's season premiere, but not as the host. Millions of people, including Aung San Suu Kyi, have voted for the first time in their lives in a general election in Myanmar. European Union election observer Alexander Graf Lambsdorff says the balloting appears to have gone well.
So far, what we are observing is a procedure that looks as if it is rather reliable. It is not free of flaws or shortcomings, but we didn't expect that.
This is AP Radio News. It could be a while for authorities to figure out how much ethanol spilled into the Mississippi River from five BNSF railway tanker cars that derailed yesterday in western Wisconsin, and what is needed to clean it up. AP correspondent Jeff Bannon reports.
A chief sheriff's deputy with Buffalo County Sheriff's Office says heavy equipment is being brought into the scene, and once the cars are removed, authorities will be able to assess the damage.
A prosecutor wants a judge to seal the mental health records of Adesa Chambers, the woman charged with driving a car into the Oklahoma State University homecoming parade. Ken Miller reports that the prosecution criticized the defense for attaching a psychologist's report to the motion that was filed.
District Attorney Laura Austin Thomas is accusing the defense attorney of trying to prejudice a potential jury pool by talking about Ms. Chambers' health issues.
Chambers is accused of killing four people in that crash. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.